with hope. And she says, you know what? Six scoops. I know exactly what he's saying. He's saying that this idea, this marriage proposal, this idea of becoming the family redeemer and being able to marry Ruth, this is still incomplete, but I'm going to be working on it, and I'm not going to give up until this deal is resolved. And Naomi said to her, just be patient, my daughter, until we hear what happens. The man, and she knew Boaz, the man won't rest until he has settled things today. And so guess what happens the next day? Come next week and you'll find out. Don't worry, Ruth. Boaz is going to follow through on his promise. He has a great reputation. When he says something, he's going to do it. When he makes a promise, he's going to keep it. And he's not going to rest until the family redeemer matter is settled. You know, do you know anybody like that? When they say they're going to do something, they do it. When they make a promise, they keep their promise. Sometimes it's not even easy to keep the promise. Sometimes it costs them to keep the promise, but they keep it because they are a man or a woman of their word. It used to be in some places in this country, you could shake hands with somebody, you could make a deal with somebody and shake hands. And that, the character, the integrity of the person making the deal was so high that was a firmer contract than any written contract that you could write up. That's because of the integrity of the person. Boaz was a man like that. Boaz was a man who not only made a promise, he was going to keep a promise. Now, how about you and I today? How are you? How do you rate yourself on the trustworthy scale? And here's an even tougher question. How do other people rate you on the trustworthy scale? When you make a promise, do you do your very best to keep it? Because building a reputation, building a good reputation of integrity is something that you do not once, not twice. It's something you do over and over again over the long haul. Integrity is built one promise, one commitment, one kept agreement at a time. God knows what he's doing here in this family situation. He knows what he's doing with Boaz and Ruth and Naomi. It's coming together supernaturally natural or naturally supernatural. God is behind the scenes arranging things, but it is coming together in a natural way. He's leading Ruth and Boaz through the stage of courtship. Nobody needs to force it. Boaz and Naomi are doing this right, and they're going to do it in a way that honors God and respects each other. And so I want to close with three points. Three points as we're looking at this story overall. Not just chapter 3 and the whole marriage proposal thing on the threshing floor, this unusual marriage proposal, but it looking over the whole story of Ruth. Number one, even in the worst of times, God still has his chosen instruments. This was a bad time in Israel's history. When you read the book of Judges, because this is when it happened, during the time of Judges, after Joshua and the 12 tribes conquered the promised land all the way until the time of King Saul and King David and King Solomon. There's a 400-year gap. And during that 400-year gap, the way the Judges author described that time, we think that maybe Samuel was the author of the book of Judges, that Samuel described the time, and it says, in those days there was no king in Israel. Everybody just did what was right in their own eyes. Kind of a sad commentary. Everybody just did what was right in their own eyes. And Boaz was not going to be one of those persons, and neither was Ruth. They were going to do what was right, not in their own eyes, but they were going to do what was right in God's eyes. So if you are walking with God and you are in the midst of hard times,